And did you ever see anything sort of like a pillow that would go all the way across the head of the bed?
Yes.
What would that be?
Just a big pillow, that's what.
You call it?
A pillow, yeah.
Even if it went from one side of the bed to the
other? Yes, I think so.
Tell me about the different kinds of land they have around here.
Different kind of land?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how much different, because some of the land is kind of sandy, like we have here in the tank.
What do you call it?
We call it sand. Some places they have the black clay or red land.
What about down next to the lake, or where the river used to be? What'd you call that kind of land?
I think we had black.
Well, the part that was flooded, that was covered by the lake. Well,
yeah, we had that black clay, and it was different land like the one we have here.
Did you have any place with a lot of grass growing in it that had water over it, maybe around the river?
No, I don't think so.
What about the flowing water around it? It's the river, of course, but is any other water around here that runs along like that? Any creeks or anything?
Yes, we have that big creek over there, that Belenia, we call it Belenia Creek, where the big bridge is.
And it has water in it all the time now, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's back from the dam there.
Well, it's on up that creek, is it dry up ever?
Yes, the dam goes down.
Well, I mean, is there a time before they built Lake Falcon, was that?
Well, it was a dry creek.
Well, what's a dry creek?
It didn't have any water at all. Just when it big rains, just water got through there and just run there for 2 or 3 days and then dry off.
So it makes a big creek then?
Yes, just a big creek, yeah.
For a short time.
Yeah.
Well, are there any other kinds of land? Any things, high land, what would you call that?
The hilly land? Yeah, there's some hill up.
What about something bigger than a hill?
Mountains? Well, no, we don't have any mountains.
Are there any anywhere around here?
No. Not close to this Zapata.
We were talking the other day about the farm and about plows today, so what would you pull the plows with?
Team of mules.
Now,
team of horses.
You can use either one?
Either one.
Tell me about that, about the farm.
Well, just pull the plow with the team of mules and just break the land and so.
How would you hitch them up to the plow? What would you use to?
Harness and chains.
Is the same kind for mules and horses?
Yeah, the same kind for them.
What about oxen? Would you use the same kind for them?
No, they use a yoke for oxen.
And what about if you had horses for riding, what would you hold in your hand?
The bridle, the reins.
And if you were plowing with them, would you call it the same thing?
Yeah, the reins, yeah.
Now, on the horse, what's the thing that you put on the bottom down here? You put on the horse? On his, with this part of the horse?
Oh, yeah. You made the horseshoe.
What do you put that on?
The hoof on the horse. The horseshoe.
So he has four?
He has four.
Horseshoes on four?
On four hoofs, or I don't know how you call them.